They call it a waterfall. Yeah. I never been around one of them.
Yeah. What would you call something running like this? This would just be a what?
That would be a river, a slough.
Yeah. You mentioned a bayou. Was that how fast would the water run in that?
It runs pretty fast when it gets up high, but most of the time it's down low, it don't run too fast.
Yeah.
See, that, what we call a bayou, it gets all this water gets in it and it runs on down and keeps on until it gets into the Arkansas River. It keeps hitting ditches and bows and things until it runs in the Arkansas River.
Now, you're talking about a river, something smaller than a river that would just kind of just flow along real, real.
We call them bows, yeah, but in the hills they call them, some kind of valley or something, you know.
What about a place where two things might come together to form a river? Those were what? One would be a, they'd be what parts of the river would be? You ever heard of a fork of a river?
No, I heard of a fork of ditches. Well, ditches make forks. One run into the other, across one another.
Ditches, were they used to be drug by men?
No, they're.
It'd be man.
Dredge ditches, what we call a dredge ditch, is dug out with machinery.
Yeah, I see.
It's like that little ditch you put across right there we got here at the house.
Yeah.
Now that was dug with mules and scrapers on down for a mile, and then they take one of these, what they call a dredge ditch outfit. And do it, you know, being old dippers of things. Had to have water in it. They'd dig it out and put the dirt over on the bank.
I see. Something smaller than a slough would be a, you know, something. Did you ever, y'all have things that might
something be smaller than a slough would be a, what I call a water fur. Just like down here in this field mine, I got a hole back over there. Well, I call that a water fur. I dig me a fur from that out to this ditch on the road. I call that a water fur. That brings that water out.
Yeah, but something that maybe was natural, not man-made. You know, just a place where water would kind of flow along real quickly.
Well, that'd be a ravine.
Mm-hmm. You got streams here?
No, I hadn't got any in right here. They got some on the other side of Pine Bluff out in there.
Yeah.
See, this bottom land here don't have no such junk as that.
Water doesn't go too fast, huh?
No. And it would get off a whole lot faster if we didn't have all these levees up. It was going where it was going, but they got levees up now to make it go down here and get in that ditch. It go down yonder and get in that ditch and not let it go across the fields.
Yeah, slows it up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think about can you tell me about any times when you had bad floods here?
Yeah, I can tell you about 27. And it covered everything here. And this, well, it didn't cover this, but from about halfway of this farm you see over here back the other way, all you could see is water. And some of them houses out there is plumb up to the roof of them. Some people sitting up on top of the roof waiting for folks to come get them in a boat. I know about 27 where we flew, but that's the only one I know anything about.
Yeah. What kind of boats did you?
Had to make some homemade boats and go get them out of lumber.
Yeah. What kind of boat would you go around in? Maybe one that was narrow at the front and kind of wider.
Yeah.
Tapers.
Yeah. Tapers make a point in front.
Those are called?
And come on back that way. They just call them boats.
John, you know what a John boat is?
No.
Pirogue? Engines used to use them.
No, these. I